Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food is being produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, good morning.
How are you? Are you good?
I'm very well this week. I'm very well.
Well, you're looking great. Are you enjoying the summer?
Well, as you see,
the weather's been a bit hit and miss.
It has, yeah.
To say the least.
The weight's fallen off me now.
But you always look well.
Oh, well, try. Well, that's why we have the low lights whenever you're in. But anyway, listen, today being the 9th of August... This is it's tremendous because this week we celebrate the meeting of my current wife and myself. A long time ago, we met this week many years ago, so it's a big deal.
That's lovely.
So you know, so if any time you're passing, if you want to pop in and cook us a bit of dinner, we are more than welcome.
Big occasion.
I'll give you the address.
Congratulations to Buddy.
But it's funny. Because our wedding anniversary is around now, which is next week. But this week is the anniversary of our meeting.
Wow. And many years. Married?
Well, I'm not. Married,
yeah.
Well, obviously longer. We met longer than we're married.
Yeah, I know. Am I putting you on the spot, Marty? Am I?
No, 39 years married.
That's amazing.
39, I know.
We get a lot of guests, as you know, it's the restaurant who are celebrating.
Yes.
A lot of 50s, 30s. I had a couple in recently, just two years.
Ah, that's lovely.
But the longest I've met is a couple from Cork, 65 years.
Married?
I swear to God. Their daughter bought them up. The three of them came up, and I just will never forget it. Now, it's a few years ago, and I hope they're still alive and happy, but 65 years.
Isn't that
has to
lovely.
Be broken.
But then, I presume they got married very young, but it's
absolutely
a terrific record,
isn't it?
Yeah, I often find that when you look at some of the names of people that we deal with for birthdays and anniversaries, and you think, you married 50 years, you married 60 years, you know. And here I am with this young one.
it's
39 years.
That's lovely. Well, congratulations to you both.
Anyway, so you must have done, you're not doing something special.
No, I am, brunch, because I thought you could bring our breakfast to bed or do brunch.
Well, it looks
would
like
that be nice?
Looks like that's what's happening. Anyway, what else have you got for me? No, what are you joking?
I know.
What have you got?
We have you love the smoked bacon and in a croissant and a lovely little relish, and we're using a red pepper relish. We're going to talk about that first.
Nice.
So, some lovely vine ripened tomatoes. We mentioned a few weeks ago about Irish growing tomatoes, if you can get them, that are chopped. Roasted peppers in a jar or in a tin is fine, or you can get some fresh peppers, chop them up into a saucepan. We're going to put in a little bit of spring onion, finely chopped, a little bit of onion. So chop the onion. You could use red onion because me and you are big fans. Mm-hmm. Give a lovely bit of sweetness. And then we're going to put this all into a saucepan. We're going to put some fresh basil leaves and some lovely balsamic vinegar. So you know I do work with Simply Better. They have a beautiful three-year-old balsamic vinegar from Modena.
Modena.
Okay. Perfect. And I really like that. And it's an everyday vinegar, so it means that it's not aged, but it's not aged for 12 years like the traditional one. But this is a beautiful one.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is really nice. A little pinch of caster sugar, just a pinch, because it should be sweet enough. I don't want it too sweet. And then you cook this all down together, put a couple of little chili flakes. That's optional if you want a little bit of a kick. Mm. And you cook this for about a good 15 to 20 minutes. So have a little bit of texture. If you want it really kind of soft, I would cook it for a good half an hour, nice and slowly, and then blend it with a hand blender in a Nutribullet in a little food processor, but we're going to keep it that's a little bit of texture because I love that, so I do. So now, croissants. Simply Better, they're the most beautiful butter croissants made in France with butter, and they're one of the hardest pastries to make. I've only made them maybe twice in my whole career, a croissant. When you get it, it's called a lamination process, Marty.
Oh.
So there's no raisin agent, it's rolled, it's turned, it's butter in it, and the flavour butter gives is gorgeous. So
very hard to get right if you do it yourself.
Oh, they are. They're virtually, there are. You have to be specialised to be through.
Okay,
I know, that's absolutely being
blunt. I wasn't going to try it.
No,
I was just curious.
You can get lovely, freshly baked croissants in the supermarket
every day,
which are gorgeous, but I always recommend to have a pack of these frozen ones in the freezer. They're great. Bake them off according to the instructions.
Sorry, what are they called?
They're just as Simply Better as croissants. All butter croissants, excuse me.
All butter,
yeah.
There you go. Yeah, okay.
You can buy them pre-baked, and then you can take them for the freezer. Just follow the instructions. So you cut that in half. Before you do that, you'll have your relish done. And that's great in a burger. I should have said that.
Oh,
or in a salad.
Like, yeah,
that's beautiful. Mm. So it is. And it'll keep for about 2 weeks in your fridge, which is great.
Gorgeous.
Smoky bacon. Love it. Love the streaky smoky bacon. If you get a whiskey one, it's beautiful smoked. It's gorgeous. And then just literally grill that or in the air fryer. Have you an air fryer yet?
No, we don't.
No, you don't. Good man. Are you sure? Did I? I'm only, it wasn't a trick question.
You sell them?
No, I don't sell them. But they're very popular. No, I don't. I do have one at home. I told you I'm not an expert.
I saw you there beside Mr. Brennan and Mr. Costello when I was up in that Stop Shop, the name of which I can't mention, in the pavilions recently.
Did you?
And I didn't see one of those.
Did you? No, you didn't.
You don't do them, no?
No, I don't do them, but they're great. But you can grill them.
But you think they're great. A boon.
They're handy.
Yeah.
They're handy. They're convenient for people.
Yeah.
You know. But for me, like, if you have the barbecue on, like, if you have a couple of rashers, it's gorgeous. Or pan fry them or grill them. Whatever way you want to cook them.
Sure.
But smokiness is the key. Hmm. So when you have your croissants done, your bacon cooked nice and crispy. Excuse me, what I like to do with them is fry an egg. There's nothing nicer. You were to ask me, one of my favourite ingredients is eggs. I love it. I make sure they're quality assured. Beautiful. Mm. So pan fry your eggs, grill your bacon, have your relish done. Have it at room temperature. It doesn't have to be hot. Split open your croissants, spread that lovely relish over your streaky bacon, a soft runny egg. Marty.
Sounds lovely.
You'll be married another 30.
Oh, I tell you, I could be the thing.
Would you eat that now?
Where would I get an air fryer? Does somebody have a look at this now and see if I can find one? That's just gorgeous.
It's delicious. And isn't it tasty?
Would you wash it down with a big mug of tea?
Oh, you would, or a mug of milk.
A mug of milk.
You'd love that. A glass of milk.
Cold milk from the fridge.
So that's one recipe.
Okay.
And we're using eggs in the next one. And it's a simple omelette, a French omelette with mushrooms and bacon again. Mm. So we'll talk about the omelette in a minute. Smoky bacon again. Just remove from the packet, cut it into little cubes. We call that lardons, very posh. Some lovely flat mushrooms, just chopped again. And then we're going to fry them off, first of all, in a little bit of rapeseed oil, olive oil or butter. You can use whichever you want to. I would definitely use an oil and butter because the butter will burn. Pardon me. In a separate bowl, while you're cooking the bacon and the mushrooms for about 5 minutes, 2 eggs, a little bit of chopped parsley, and then I want you to grate a little bit of cheddar, or you can use Gruyere cheese into it. Not Gruyere cheese.
No, Gruyere.
Gruyere cheese.
I'd be a cheddar man now.
Yeah, I agree. Salt and pepper.
Because I'm very simple.
And I think I've mentioned a few times in the show a beautiful cheddar, and it's Drina cheddar, and it's absolutely gorgeous. It's from the peninsula in Cork, and it's from a direct farm, and it's as good, and it's an everyday cheddar. It's not a really, really top end, but it's a gorgeous cheddar that I use all the time.
Why is it called a French omelette, I wonder?
Yeah, well, that's a very good question.
Is it because of the Gruyere?
That's a good point. We'll say that.
If anyone asks, that's your answer.
One of the first things when I was trained as a chef, I worked in Bundoran for a couple of weeks.
You were on the bumpers.
And I was in a hotel kitchen. Maybe on my days off. I
know you were.
Because it's only up the road.
I know you were.
And I was taught how to make an omelette, and I never forgot it. So you cook off your mixture, your mushrooms and your bacon. You whisk up your eggs and add in your cheese. I add a little bit of cream into mine at home. Sometimes I add a little bit of pesto. It's not in your recipe. And then what you do is pour that over your mixture and keep moving the pan. Like, use a good nonstick pan if you can, and a spatula. And then what I do at home, I pop the omelette onto the grill so it puffs up, Marty, like a little souffle. And then we serve that with some salad. This one is just done on the pan. You can pop it onto the grill, which I recommend, for about 1 to 2 minutes. That's all it needs, and you'll see it puffing up, and then you eat it straight away. It doesn't hold because it becomes rubbery and kind of not
pleasant.
So
you have to serve it quickly.
Exactly.
And is that what you learned at Bundoran?
Yeah. Well, one of the things. I want to be honest with you. Yeah.
Fair play.
But I never forgot it.
Yeah. Will you share the other one next week? You win that. That's fantastic. French omelette with mushrooms and bacon. I love that.
Ah, isn't it tasty?
That sounds lovely.
Serve with a salad. That's lovely lunch. Lovely brunch. It can be just whatever. There's something so versatile about eggs. And like in the recipe, it says to serve a crunchy bread, or a crusty bread, should I say. It's totally up to you.
Yeah.
It's a meal in itself.
Go to work on an egg. That used to be the thing years ago. That campaign.
Years ago. Are you a fan of eggs?
Oh, I love them.
Oh,
yeah,
me too.
I love them, yeah. I think I told you before, my father used to have a raw egg in the morning.
Wow. Mm-hmm. A full egg.
Yeah, raw.
Full protein, that's incredible.
I don't know how the heck you did.
God, that's...
That was the thing, wasn't
that's
it?
That's hardcore
that
now.
That was the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
People used to...
God.
Why?
I remember there was a guard living in Black Lion once, and he used to give me egg whites. He'd drink them and send over the egg yolks. I'd be making ice cream to beat the band.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, and he loved them, so he did.
Really?
He was a big man.
What's supposed to do you good?
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely. Something I've never done, but...
Bless them all. Anyway, there it is. So look, it's a French omelette with mushrooms and bacon. and then the smoked bacon with egg croissants and red pepper relish. I love the sound of that.
Don't you? And come here, happy anniversary. And are you way off on your travel soon?
We are. Next week we're going to Verona.
No. Yeah.
Well, the program is
going. I know that. I know. That'll be great. You love it there, don't you?
I do. And we have this affinity with Verona over the years and the opera, and we love it.
That's brilliant.
And we're going to see Tosca.
Oh, and you'll be doing some live shows.
With our new partners.
Wow.
So we're looking forward to
that. So well done, you.
Yeah.
Safe travels.
So absolutely, please God. I still have to play something Italian now.
And don't dare buy me a gift, okay? I'm just saying that.
Oh, yeah,
live and ready.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll compare... My gift are the ones you brought me back from Portugal.
Oh, they're still in the boot of the car.
Is that what they are? Oh, isn't that gas? The little man from Dubrovnik. The recipes, of course, RT Lyric FM, Marty in the Morning, and there's Nevin's recipes. And again, I keep stressing this, just in terms of amounts, be it tablespoons, teaspoons, or whatever they are, it'll be all written down. You'll see it there on the page. Keep the faith. Love to Imelda.
And happy anniversary again. Safe travels.
Thank you, my friend. God bless you. A little Italiano to take us on our way.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food is being produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? For all our friends at the Institute for Culture Travel, here's a little something for you guys. I know you're packing as we speak.
Arrivederci, Roma. Goodbye.